I would add one point, and I don't know why the Rama and the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch, no one quoted this. The Talmud in Tosfos does tell us that Eliezer got lucky. There were other people in Jewish history, including in Tanakh, who made conditions with Hashem and they backfired. One of them being Yiftach. He said, Ramon Shalom, the first thing that comes out to greet me after war, I will offer you as a sacrifice. And it ends up being his daughter. So technically he should have done it differently. There were ways out. But what you see is that the Talmud doesn't seem like it's such a fan of this. The Talmud does tell us that Eliezer got lucky. It says there are different people in Tanakh who made conditions with Hashem. For some of them it worked out good, and for others it worked out bad. So the Talmud in Tractate Tanis, which was not quoted here, and I don't know why, the Talmud seems to say, you want to do these signs, I'm not discussing permitted or prohibited. It's not a good idea. And that's why, maybe that's what's standing behind what the Rama said. Why don't you try being whole with Hashem and letting Hashem run the show? You could daven, you should daven, you shouldn't make conditions. Again, that's definitely the recommendation of the Rama. I'm just adding the line in Talmud. Okay.